Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast, man. We got a good one for you guys today. Nothing special, no special guests. We had to do a little catch up. My man BK jump over, and we'll sit down, read some news, chill. Honestly, this podcast just kind of broke out. We was all sitting around the house, sipping, shooting the breeze, and then we just had the good sense to turn on mics, and comedy ensued. Until the As always, check it out in a few minutes, but first, you got to pay some bills. As always, you could go to your home for everything revolving around the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Go to samshownation.com. Right there on the homepage and current promotions page, you can hit that donate button. Hitting that donate button on the homepage and current promotions page, you guys get a chance to support the podcast. You could be a good person. However much of a good person you want, by hitting that donate button, I promise we put this podcast, we put whatever donation you give right back into this podcast, making a bigger, better, greater podcast. We do that because, hey, server costs ain't cheap, man, and we thank you guys for doing this. You guys been rocking with us since day one. This has been always been a crowdsourced podcast, and I want to thank you guys for doing so. But hey, maybe you want a little bang for your buck. Maybe you want to show the world that you care about the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Maybe you just want a cool t-shirt. You could do all of that by going to samshownation.com, hitting that store link, and you can pick up all the Just Talking with Sam swag that we have there. Whether that be t-shirts, whether that be hats, whether that be stickers, it's all right there at samshownation.com. You can show your love, show the world that you like this podcast as you go on through your daily life. So go ahead, go to the Just Talk with Sam store, pick up some merch. It's like the fourth best way to help out this podcast. And speaking of the podcast, you can always go to samshownation.com. You hit that podcast link, you can catch up on all your podcasts that you may have missed while we were podcasting, or while we were out doing your thing, or maybe you just want to sit back and listen to it. And we're available right there at samshownation.com by the hidden podcast link. Or maybe you want to just go and however you listen to podcasts, we are currently on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Play, good old RSS, and iTunes. And speaking of iTunes, you can go to iTunes. We encourage you guys to subscribe, rate, and review. We want to hear how we're doing. We love reading your feedback. So go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, and let us know what you think by giving us a rating and review. We got a few sponsors before we jump into this podcast. And let's just do that because I'm excited to talk to my friend. First sponsor, the good folks at the Men's Warehouse. Men's Warehouse can look, they know what's up. In a few weeks, we got Easter. That is the start of the I need to look good season. I'm dead serious, dudes. If you need to look good for Easter, weddings, the weather is breaking, maybe you got date night, maybe you want to put on your grown man, maybe you got a wine tasting, I don't know what you got on your calendar, the Men's Warehouse have you covered. The only thing they ask you to do is go to samshownation.com and the current promotions page, hit the daily deal and get the Men's Warehouse offer. Big savings on hot styles, select styles, whatever that you need. Hey, do you know I hit that button on the daily deal? I'm straight for Easter. I need to look good for, hey, maybe you got a job interview. Who knows what you're dressing up for? All of that is there. As of right now, today's daily deal, 3 for $99.99, all wrinkle-free dress shirts. 3 dress shirts for $99.99. Or maybe you need some dress casual pants, 3 for $99.99. Mix and match. Some restrictions may apply. You go to samshownation.com, you click that Men's Warehouse link, daily in-store deals. And by the way, you can order here online. You can get that blazer. And then you can go to your local Men's Warehouse and get it custom tailored for you if you haven't done so already online. And by going to samshownation.com, did you know from right now to March 31st, the Men's Warehouse has a custom in-store event. If you purchase a Joseph Abbott custom suit, tux, sport coats, pants, or any combination, you get a free custom dress shirt. Off rip. The only thing is, it's a special limited edition spring fabric. If you're getting it delivered to your house, delivered in just 3 weeks, or you can have it sent to the store, but you got to go through samshownation.com. Men's Warehouse got all the deals, their daily deals, whether it be suits, tuxes, pants, dress shirts, shoes, casual. Hey, I forgot about this. My young guys, prom's right around the corner, and they got everything that you need to look best for the prom. So it's a lot of occasions that you're going to have to dress up for. But with tailored confidence, you're going to like the way you look at Men's Warehouse. Go to samshownation.com, click that Men's Warehouse Daily Deal link, start looking good right now. Speaking of going out, the next sponsor to Just Talk With Sam podcast is the good folks at TicketNetwork.com. Get into the network. Go to TicketNetwork.com because Ticket Network has millions of tickets to concerts, sporting events, theater events. There's a lot of stuff going on. Jay-Z and Beyonce are back on the Run 2 concert. Maybe you want to catch some NCAA tournament action live and in person. You know Hamilton's coming to town. Elton John is on his farewell tour. These are some hot tickets. Hot tickets that is very hard to get unless you're in the network. Only thing we ask you to do is go to samshownation.com. You click that Ticket Network link and you can get access to all the hot tickets out there. Maybe you like Kevin Hart, Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan. They're all there. Hey, Bonnaroo. Like Coachella, Lollapalooza. Maybe you're going to Cirque du Soleil. Book of Mormon's coming to town. Lion King. I saw that one. That was pretty good. There's a lot of tickets available. And Ticket Network is the master resale marketplace. That tickets, you know, you may get them for whatever you need. If you need that hard to find ticket, you go to Ticket Network because they got it. And hey, maybe you're on the flip side. They got deals. They got, you know, a bunch of stuff. But maybe on the flip side. On that flip side, meaning something happened. You were going to go to something. Your babysitter canceled. You broke your toe. You broke your knee, man. Something happened and you can't go. The Ticket Network allows you to sell your tickets. You can start listing You can say, hey, these are the tickets I got. You can sell them safely and securely. And you can get paid quickly. Whether that be after the event. Maybe you want to receive payment via check. They got PayPal. However you want your cash for those hard to find tickets that you had to give up. So please go to samshownation.com. And if you join right now the Ticket Network Mobile Club, you get $25 off your next purchase by joining right now. But the only way you can do that is go to samshownation.com. Hit that Ticket Network link and go to a show. The next sponsor of the Just Talk With Sam podcast is the good folks at the NBA store. Did you know you can have 60% off official NBA gear? Yes, you can take up to 60% off official NBA gear if you go to samshownation.com. You hit that NBA store link. The NBA season is heating up. Playoffs is around the corner. And you may want to hurry up because I think you can get some free shipping on all U.S. orders over $30 by putting the promo code NBA30. Look, the playoffs coming up. Maybe your team got a shot. Maybe this is the last time you can root for your team if your teams aren't playoff bound. Trust me, I face that reality on a daily basis. Looking in your direction, Pistons. But that doesn't stop me from repping my team. I go to SamShowNation.com and I hit that NBA store link and I got a lot of swag. Whether that be hats, whether that be shirts, whether that be jerseys, whether that be t-shirts. All of it is right there. And did you know, believe it or not, there's a thing called jersey assurance. Now, maybe you have a player that don't exactly play for your team no more. Jersey assurance. All jerseys are now trade resistant. The NBA store. If you go through SamShowNation.com and you hit that NBA store link, we got you back on this one. The NBA store will replace the jersey for free if any player changes teams within 90 days of purchase. If you have an American Express card, you can use it and you can get covered for a full year of jerseys. They got your back. See, the American Express jersey assurance include a free replacement jersey if the active NBA player you purchase, you bought this jersey thinking they was going to stick with the team, then they get traded. As a result of a trade, free agency, that counts too. If you use your American Express card for the purchase, you will get the jersey assurance for the full year of your purchase date. Fast, free, friendly claim replacement process. Claims need to be filled within 14 days of the trade or free agency. So please check all of that out. So if you were, let me just put it like this. If you are a D-Wade fan and you got that shiny new Cleveland Cavaliers D-Wade jersey, and then you look, you're like, whoa, 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 you can have a Miami Heat D-Wade jersey with the American Express Jersey Assurance Program. Please go to SamShowNation.com. Click that NBA store link and you can read all about it. But any purchases over $30, you may want to hurry up because not a lot of time left. Put in the promo code NBA30 at checkout and get yourself some free shipping. All of that and more at SamShowNation.com. Click the NBA store link. And last and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Amazon.com has everything from A to Z. And the only thing I can ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon banner on the homepage and current promotions page. And hey, Amazon got everything from A to Z, including for Easter. Go to Amazon.com and hit their Easter shop. And by hitting their Easter shop, you can get everything from Amazon, from baskets to bunnies and beyond. Whether that be candy, sweets, home decor, Easter basket essential, cards and gifts, fashion. You want to get something for the kids? Get some toys. You can get all of that. And you may want to hurry up because all my Prime members, you can get these in 2 days if you are an Amazon Prime member. So please go to SamShowNation.com. Click that Amazon link and get everything that you need from Easter. Everything you could possibly want from A to Z. So that's what we got right now. I'm about to hit this button, get into this intro, reset these mics, and me, BK and Tasha, we're going to get into some news and everything else. See you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it. I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if the audience listening, we never write this out.
All right, y'all, we back. Hey, if you want to just throw your shit out there. Look, we recording. I want to thank y'all for rocking with us. I want to welcome my man BK back. I know we have been lacking on a lot of that news, lacking on a lot of stuff, but we have some special guests to drop by. You know our policy. We'll do an interview. We ain't going to disrespect their time with our shit. But we're back. And you finna get some of this shit. Oh, because we missed a lot of news stories.
Oh, dude.
We missed a lot of news stories. Oh, it's several.
And I'm a little offended, Sam.
In fact, hold on. Let's just jump right into it.
I'm offended.
How?
You said, welcome back, BK, but Tasha gets no welcome.
Nah. Because there are some things.
No.
Because I am a giving. Because the show is actually called Just Talking with Sam and Tasha.
No, it isn't.
Petition. It's on change.org. If the for y'all to sign and for the show to be changed, to Just Talking with Sam and Tasha.
I'll sign it.
Thank you.
Okay. There are some things.
It's not gonna change.
Right. Here it is. In all seriousness, we had some people come through, and there are a lot of stuff that we are not at liberty to talk about right now. Mm. There will be some changes happening. Some good. We don't bring it to the. Break of the yard. This is gonna be some good shit, but we are not at liberty to talk about that shit right now because you ain't gonna sue me.
Who gonna sue you? Me?
No, other people. And we'll leave it at that.
Okay, podcast world. How do you feel about a Tasha only podcast?
I'm all for it at this point. Get the fuck on.
What would you talk about?
Whatever I want to talk about. Probably pop culture stuff or like my reality shows and reviews. And
it's
stuff.
Almost like this. What you've been doing for the last 8 years has been working. Let's see if I can throw some stank on it.
What we've been doing for the past 8 years. Is
you keep work. Saying we.
Well, it's very obvious.
I'm not discrediting you. It's just sort of like, it's like a, when you jump in, I don't want to be on that episode. But see, when your name on the door, let me tell you something from experience. You got to be here and do the good, bad, and indifferent.
So you should have made it Just Talk with Sam and Tosh from the get-go. You wouldn't be going through all this.
No, we're getting under you.
You don't get nothing to me. I'm not replaceable, baby.
Well, let's find out. If you ever get that change.org shit, we will find out.
Okay, well.
Want to jump into the news? I would if I was you.
Whatever, nigga.
All right, look. First news story. If you are a 13-year-old girl listening to this podcast right now, I got to hit like 3 news stories because we missed a lot of shit. Pretty much, if you are a teenage girl, this is not the week for you. In the same week, Toys R Us closing. Claire's filed for bankruptcy. And what's the girl group? Fifth Harmony. They broke up. So, I know. See, we're grown men, but
Harmony.
If you are a teenage girl right now, for some reason, thank you for listening, because this is not for teenage girls. But,
personally, I'm hurt about Claire's, though.
Why are you hurt?
Because, like, I got all my piercings done. Not all my piercings, like, my low piercings. I got my piercings done at Claire's. I used to go in there, like, buy my little trinket jewelry for prom. I think I got my wedding jewelry from Claire's.
Well, see, I'm just saying, though, that kind of goes to the point. You get your prom.
It's over.
I got my wedding
jewelry. You got your stuff out of it.
We're talking about 8 years.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
I'm not going to tell your age, but prom, that's at least
that's at least 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Get the fuck out of here. You see, this is why.
For you.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, this is why when her own show goes and fails.
Why you wish it failed on me?
Because no one's gonna believe that shit. It says it in the intro.
How the hell did they let you stay in that high school that long?
You get what I'm saying? In the intro.
You went to the new high
school. Talk about it. We be about it. We talk that shit.
Better than
I. Well, I don't know if you know this or not.
No. Man, you graduated 5 years. That was not better. Mm-hmm. Like, no,
who graduated 10 years?
You said 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said at least 20. I own mine. That's at least 20.
I own mine, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm close. 20.
I was born said,
I'm closing.
You
I'm,
got to go.
It's 2018. It's technically 16 years ago.
I'm closing. I'm closer to 20 than I'm 5. Put it like that.
That's right.
Yeah. 16 years ago for y'all, too.
Okay.
Closer
to 20 than I am 5. But, if you're a teenage girl, it gets better. Next news story, I'm just moving over because we got to clear a lot of this shit. If you like me, I've been watching a lot of TV when I'm not doing interviews and doing stuff I can't talk about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that Netflix is popping, unless you know Monique, because 2 shows popped up on Netflix. No, we covered the Monique thing. We weren't going that long.
Brian Banks, go ahead.
You know Barack Obama got a Netflix show?
He does.
Yes, he does.
Yes. No, a new one.
Did you see him on that Netflix?
Not the Letterman.
Letterman.
That was
yes.
good.
And because of that,
was great.
He got his own shit.
Did you see the latest, it might be the latest. It's the one I saw. But Barack Obama just giving his spiel. You know, Barack Obama's so cool.
I miss him.
He's not saying nothing
bad.
But you know what he's talking
about. You know what he's doing.
Even if you are a racist, white guy or even a, for some reason a racist black guy, you can't say that what Obama said was wrong.
You know what it is.
Never mentioned Trump's name, but
he did it smooth.
Who else is doing this foolishness?
Barack Obama is that girl you broke up with too fast, and then you see her, and she is out living her best life, and you like, God damn.
Every time I see Obama,
it's like, I miss you.
He's smiling and on some type of yacht. It's like Spicy.
It really is.
Every time you see Spicy, he looks.
It's like, I'm out of the bullshit.
It's younger and thinner every time you see him.
I'm out of the bullshit, but either way. So his Barack Obama, his shit on Netflix, pretty much he just show uplifting stories of Americans doing their stuff. And then he chime in like a narrator. And then he let y'all tell y'all stories. And then he have like a quick Q&A at the end. That's the end of it. So every week there's going to be a new Obama.
And dude, is Michelle going to be on
here? And everybody's tuning in.
Possibly. I would only imagine.
I miss him.
And if you stay on Netflix. If you stay on Netflix, somebody else got their show. And fuck y'all.
What's your Santa Clara
Hold
night?
On. Stay with it. Stay with it. Oh, this bad. Was going to be a sit your ass down. And I'm glad I talked to Richie Faulkner because it changed my mind because more information came out. Rachel Dolezal has a Netflix show.
She does.
What she did?
That's the lady.
That's the white lady who said she's transracial and she's a black lady.
Okay.
She be putting braids out her basement.
Yeah, but you know what? She held that. She was black for 20 years. She was like the head of the NAACP of Washington.
I remember. Yeah, yeah.
And then they found out she was white.
Her parents out of her like, y'all.
Yeah, her parents is just like, hey.
But at the same time.
We her parents.
I give her the same pass I give Paula Deen.
Alright. I will say this, though.
You give her the same pass you give Caitlyn Jenner?
I don't know about Caitlyn. No. Okay. But here go.
Bruce Jenner. No, I'm not.
Two different people. Caitlyn and Bruce. Two very different people.
I'm not going there.
You sound like my mama. My mama's
Caitlyn
like,
and Bruce?
That is Bruce. That is not Caitlyn. That is Bruce.
I will say this, though.
I know it, Caitlyn.
You go watch the Caitlyn. Pretty much this show with Rachel Dolezal is just going to tell you what the fuck happened, how she turned black, how she ran the NAACP. You're going to follow the timeline. Would you watch that show?
Yes.
I'm watching it. Yeah, I watch it.
I would watch
it. And it's all from her. All from her point of view.
It's kind of funny, but at the same
time. I got to be honest. I got to see what the fuck went down.
What she did honestly proves, in my honest opinion, what she did proves a whole lot.
All right.
It kind of kills the stereotype of, not the stereotype, but to me, now you might disagree with me.
Mm-hmm.
It kills the myth, in my opinion, of race altogether. You and I wouldn't know we were black unless somebody told us we were black.
All right. I like that aspect, and I'm going to watch that show. And I'm going to answer it back. One thing I could do, since my wife, because my wife ain't down with the force. Me and you, we down with the force. We got at least 8 hours on this podcast itself, me and you going back and forth on the force.
So we sit on the council.
So, if you force sensitive, you know this happened, and this hurt my heart. As of episode 9, that's coming out.
I'm so disappointed from the last.
Just stay with it. Just stay with it. That will be the last. If you disappointed, you're going to be disappointed. Nah.
That will be
the last John Williams score Star Wars. All the music, he ain't doing no more. After this last one, he hanging it up.
I mean, without him, you don't know. Without him, you don't even know who's coming in. I mean,
he ain't doing it no more. He done.
He already made the iconic Vader.
Yeah. So, he made all of them
and
shits.
And then the Force itself. The Empire music itself.
And then, like, when Luke walk in the room, I go, it always go like light.
So his last movie will be Solo.
Stare at her.
That'll be his last movie?
You are being stared at.
I'm asking.
No, his last movie is going to be episode 9.
Okay, so he's doing Solo. Gotcha. I can't wait to see Solo.
That might be good.
It's going
to
be good.
I know it's going to be good, but I know the energy she's kicking out is not righteous. It's not for real. You get what I'm saying?
You seen episode 1.
Fuck that. You seen episode 4. Fuck 3. The first 3.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Because 4... technically is the original one, but Qui-Gon.
No, you see what she's doing, man.
That frog right. Running around with him.
I gave some bad news first, but I'm gonna give you some good news. I know we late on this, but hey, don't knock our success. We had a bunch of good people show up. We ain't gonna shit on them. Mark Hamill got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Finally! No!
He's never had one?
He's never had one.
Get the hell out of here.
Luke didn't get one. They made that change.org shit she talking about. They said it's a crime that my man ain't got one.
Dude, I thought he had been had one.
Nah, he just got
Luke.
It.
He technically, he is just got
a lot of people don't have one. Here's the thing: a lot of people don't have one because they have to pay for it themselves.
Yeah, but at the same time,
but that friend,
your body of work,
he ain't broke.
I get that.
Your body of work
speaks for you. Maybe he didn't want it because it's like $100,000+.
No, but that's the thing.
When
the Lucasfilm should have put up the money.
When Disney
should have put up the money.
Not even just that. I'm talking about episode 4. What was the name of that? Hope.
A New Hope.
A New Hope. Mm-hmm. That alone, when it first came out,
there it is.
Are you serious? Spielberg broke the bank.
Sure did. He should have got it.
Luke,
but everybody else got one.
And then,
Carrie Fisher got one.
And then the thing about it, even episodes 1, 2, and 3 that Luke wasn't in, because it was Star Wars.
There
and
it
we
is.
Knew it was leading to Luke.
Yep.
He was still getting paid. It's like Will Smith still getting paid for Fresh Prince.
There it is.
He got paid.
Hey, you know what?
Again, maybe he just didn't care about it.
No, but he's the last one. Everybody else got one except him. So they said,
"Well, here's what Indiana Jones."
Shit is you know that. Give me my flowers while I'm still alive.
Of course.
That's why they put that up. Like, why he's still alive?
I honestly thought he had one.
Nah,
that's one guy. I'm like, there really?
Was. It was a fucking crime.
I'm almost positive. Like Yoda is on the got a star. Hey, they don't even
Yoda
exist.
Does have a star.
I'm like, he's not even a real.
He's not a real guy. Now you ready for this shit?
Yeah.
And this is gonna end our Star Wars news because we want Tasha to be involved. This September, I'm dead serious. This September, Star Wars will have a TV series hosted by, produced, I should say, by Jon Favreau. He made Iron Man.
Iron Man was only good because I'm a big Iron Man fan character.
Yeah.
But I was not happy at all with none of the three Iron Man movies.
I gotta really? Be honest.
No.
How I don't like two.
No, I fucks with one. I fucks with one.
I like one and three.
Well, one because
I fucks with one.
Happened,
I
that.
Like one and three.
Then.
No, three. I don't no, fuck three.
Two.
Three.
I didn't like.
Three. When he took that shit out of his chest and threw it, I was like, go fuck yourself.
Three. No. What the way they had the Mandarin pissed me off.
Mandarin's way better than
his arch enemy. Iron Man's arch. Didn't that turn out this dude's an actor?
He's an actor. Yeah.
Like
he was just a hired actor. Like, all right.
But the Mandarin. The Mandarin is like.
He's a main motherfucker.
So it was the dude that was like the mastermind was.
Dude that Aang.
Yeah,
but
it should have been flipped.
Aang
come in the game, but Aim is more of a Captain America.
Mandarin.
They flipped it. More Captain America.
The Mandarin, you got work well.
Well, but either way, Jon Favreau, he said he's taking the helm on Star Wars TV series in like some of the off-world stuff that they don't talk about. And I think that's a good concept. Don't fuck it up.
I like Jon Favreau.
All I can say is, don't fuck it up.
Yeah, I got a lot of beef with some TV shows coming out, but I don't know if you're going to get into that today.
Hold on, we will, but in a minute.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, hold on, we'll get there. All we'll right. get there. Stay with us. We're doing like a month worth of backlog shit that we didn't get a chance to do.
Fine, Samuel.
All right. Speaking of beef, I mean like beef. One thing that I have to throw this out there because I know my brother listening, Big May, before I get on the beef shit.
Yeah, the mandate.
You know what? Fuck it. You know who's making that real beef? Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King.
Are these people paying you?
I'm not. This is not a read. This is not a sponsor.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Wendy's said, go fuck yourself. Wendy's is on that shit. Wendy's said, and when we talking about beef.
Thank you.
Wendy's said this. Now y'all can talk that shit, McDonald's, Burger King. Why don't we take this shit to the studio? I bullshit you not. Wendy's put out a diss track, a whole album, talking shit about McDonald's, talking shit about Burger King, talking shit about all of them.
Didn't they say something like, did y'all get our mixtape or something?
I'm not gonna bullshit you.
That mixtape was a little fire.
Who was on there?
The woman who, if you listen, like, to Wendy's on, you know, if you watch a commercial, the woman who does the voiceover, spit them bars.
Is it on Dat Piff?
Here's what I'm finna do. Because I influence, I am a member of the media, I got an advanced copy of this. It's available now. You can go buy it on Spotify or wherever you buy music.
No one buys music.
But if you want to listen to that shit, this is they, I swear to Christ.
This is who against who?
Wendy's talking shit. They made a whole album. A diss track. A diss album.
Against other fast food chains.
Yes. This is what the album is called. The album is called We Beefin'. Beef being... Yeah. Because, you know...
Well, pun intended.
Yeah, pun intended. And this is... They diss... Well, on everybody, it's called 4 for 4. I'm dissing... Because, you know, they shit called the 4 for 4, right?
And I'm bashing 4 for 4.
It is. Yeah. It got a good beat. Hold on, here it is. I'll play a little bit.
When I got off
work. I'm giving all credit to them, because y'all ain't finna sue me, but 4 for 4, Wendy's. Y'all can hear that shit, right? Coming to this bitch hard. Watch this.
Four for four, that make the best. Four for four, forget the rest. Four for four, you getting blessed.
This is the hardest.
Four for four, make the best. Four for four, forget the rest. Four for four, you getting blessed.
Yes. Hold on.
You can pull up and come get that. It's versatile.
Hold on.
Meals or even quick snacks. The best you ever had. That there is just big facts. The competition's tired. Like they just sprinted six laps. From 16 quarters come with four items. You can get that. A fries, burger, nuggets, and a drink come with that. The sauces is dripping. If you will it, then you can dip that. Queen Wendy the illest. Yeah, I said it, boy. Don't forget that. Four for four, that lick the best.
If you was listening, she just gave the big
four for four,
forget the rest.
Four for four, you getting blessed. Yeah. Now, everybody knows blows get thrown in elevators. But what can happen when you mix with it with hella haters? They super salty, shit, but we never
face. I saw your face.
Ladies, so windy, seeing paper. They dig the flavor. Our food is better. We serve it greater. That's food savior. Serve it hot like I was an A1 waiter.
The food savior. I'm gonna hit that pause button right here. Okay, I gotta hit that pause button because... That's some hard shit already. So niggas driving in your drive-thru. Motherfuckers driving in your drive-thru, bumping 4 for 4, a Wendy's menu. But see, they won't be outdone. They don't want to keep it vague. I really wish I was...
They better not start beefing church's chicken, which I did use that...
Well, they didn't say shit about churches, but they have an entire song dedicated to McDonald's. Now, they have a song dedicated to McDonald's. They have a song dedicated to Burger King. The song dedicated to McDonald's is called Clowning.
That's genius. Who are coming up with these ideas?
Wendy's is on some shit. Hold on.
I can come up with a ton of...
Do you want to hear a little bit of Clowning? I mean, because...
It better be to the
beat of the
Emperor.
No. I gotta do this bullshit ad.
I heard what you said about me.
Hold on, let's get past the ad. Here we go. Clowning. Hold on. Let's just...
Wendy, I'ma say it yet again. Don't be silly, you can never mess with this. To beef with me, you don't wanna take that risk. And after this, bet you think about who you diss. Now, let me go and set the record straight. Before you speak my name, you better think and hesitate. Got nothing to hide, we fresh on the side. But you hide from fun, that's probably why you gon' paint your face. My My meals are great, people lining up like every day. Leave you shame, make you run back to Cirque du Soleil. That's cold game, but what you expect from trying to play? Won't say no names, but you a clown, get it, okay? It's the Wendy, I'ma say it yet again.
Well, this
don't
be Wendy rapping.
Wendy is rapping against McDonald's, yes. The risk.
And after this, bet you think about who you diss. It's the Wendy, I'ma say.
Look, I gotta be honest.
I hope Sharquisha from McDonald's.
First of all,
I heard.
Hold on.
You used, in our teenage years, you used to work at McDonald's.
Right.
You never worked at McDonald's?
No, I worked at Burger King. I went to Burger King to GameStop. Right.
I worked at McDonald's for 5 days.
And I got to be honest. This fucking mixtape was a revelation. I listened to this before this podcast, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm like, yeah, fuck them niggas. Like, I immediately went.
Person who's worked for both McDonald's and Wendy's at a point in time in their life. Wendy's
is killing this shit.
I think,
but can't nobody touch McDonald's breakfast though.
You ain't fuck that. No. Excuse me. Until McDonald's get me 16 bars, I don't want to hear shit. We are no longer a McDonald's. We are no longer
16 frat pay.
Until you get those bars. Until you get a motherfucker. No, go fuck yourself. Y'all have had way too many.
They gonna come out with a 16 piece nugget just to mess with
you. Oh,
keep that steak and cheese bagel.
Oh, that joker. That steak and cheese egg bagel.
Wendy's Tim Hortons got a pretty good breakfast.
I bought a Dunkin' Donuts. Wendy's does not have a breakfast.
They do.
They do.
Here.
I didn't know that
shit. Work at the Wendy's inside the hospital.
Oh, that's different, man. That's different.
I'm gonna lie to you. I dig hospital food. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know what it's about the hospital.
Yeah, because the hospital got Chick-fil-A.
I instantly get hungry when walking through a hospital.
I will say this: they ain't got them bars.
Like that was probably what
they do not have them bars. I'm sorry.
I get to go to the hospital and eat.
Yeah, no bars there.
Ain't no bars there.
Bars of soap at the hospital.
Do we even look? First of all, this is an unpaid commercial. Please go out and get this Wendy's mixtape. It is ice. Bullshit you not.
I can't do the talk rapping, but I will try to listen.
I bullshit you not. There are 10 tracks. First of all, you can shit on the rapping, but this is something we didn't think we was going to get. I never thought that fast food chains would start like
beefing.
No pun intended. Yeah, that's what it's called. The name of the album is called We Beefing.
Meanwhile, Burger King just sit back plotting on all of them.
Oh, not no more. After this fire track called Rest in Grease.
Name a better burger than a Whopper. There are none.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Carl's Jr.
The Wendy's. The Baconator. The Baconator. Okay. You're not fucking with the Baconator.
At the same time.
No, with no bacon of the additive.
With no additive. Just straight up burger.
At the same time, I remember those.
Stacker. The double tricker. Whatever you want.
That's pretty good.
The trick with Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Man, ain't nothing like a Whopper extra.
I'm on Wendy's everything.
I remember when I first went to McDonald's and got that triple cheeseburger. That was beautiful. But at the same time, I mean,
Big Macs are delicious. However,
excuse me.
And I paid hold on. I got a beef with the McDonald's Corporation. If you are listening, I asked on my. I don't even eat burgers. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Future sponsor.
Here's what I could do.
No, I asked.
No. I'll go like that.
50 cents for Mac sauce. Did I get my Mac sauce?
You
can't.
Mac sauce. That's $1,000.
That's extra. That's extra.
Not the same, man.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
You go to the dollar store.
I got $1,000 in my
car. Exactly.
It's not the same. Sam, is it the same?
Here's what I'm finna say.
Is it the same?
First of all, no.
Thank you.
But I will say this.
It's $1,000 dressing.
It is. No, I agree. It's $1,000 dressing.
He's talking about it's like going to Red Lobster.
It's like
getting a Caesar salad.
Yeah.
Or bring your own Caesar dressing.
That's no, but here go the shit with this. I have yet to see Burger King, McDonald's, anybody else respond to this fire ass mixtape.
There's nobody that can rap. But at the same time, to Tasha's point about Burger King,
yeah.
Back in the day, the only beef I got with Burger King was back in the day, their fish sandwiches was the same size of a Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. Other than that, I mean, Burger King, when they feeling good, when they feeling themselves, and you get them
Meanwhile, Arby's over here plotting on everybody.
Them two for five whoppers or them two for five fishes, or you mix and match your two for five chickens.
Who got the best fish sandwich?
Who got the best sandwich?
Arby's.
There we go.
Yeah, all right, okay. All right, we all agree. I think, you know what?
Let's that guy doing the commercials, and he must eat them sandwiches first. That's then
Ving.
Talk.
You know that's Ving Rhames, right?
That's Ving Rhames?
And talking in the background?
I didn't know that.
The Arby's? Yeah, it's Ving Rhames.
I didn't know that.
They should get Morgan Freeman to talk about Arby's. Arby's, oh, my Arby's God. Is the most underrated.
Why you bullshit?
Arby's don't get,
you know.
Who would you say?
Morgan Freeman cannot have all the jobs. Okay? They may as well get the state. Hey,
listen.
Fuck that. Watching. The girl from Wendy's, she may be up for something else. She done put a fucking album out.
Because of Morgan Freeman, I've been watching The Existence of God. I've been watching Earth, the Blue Planet.
Yeah.
I've been watching.
Did you watch Evan Almighty?
He was guiding that too, yeah.
He was guiding that, yeah, and then Bruce, yeah. I mean, but no, I'm just talking about just Ving Rhames talking about stuff. I think my favorite Ving Rhames movie so far, not well. You can't beat Lean on Me, but I did like, well, he was in Lucy. Lucy was a pretty good movie.
Nobody talks about Holiday Heart.
I can't say
it. Yeah, it was all right. I mean, like, don't. I mean,
I've never seen that entire movie.
I have, and
I can't. I just can't take it.
It's a good movie. What you guys say?
Maybe.
Nah, we'll just move to the next story. Look, I just want to throw this out. This is not really news, like news, but I just want to bring this up because I know my brother listening. So I just want to throw a quick fuck you to Big May, because because the debate is over, motherfucker. Like me and him, since we were kids. We had to fight over this shit. If you had to get down with one of these TGIF women, you know, TGIF, yeah, Channel 7, all that shit, Topanga.
Topanga was fine. Topanga was fine when I was a kid. I couldn't take that name, but, or that white girl from Moesha.
No, you can toss her in there.
Cause she had
we keep it at TGIF.
What's her name?
Well, Wendy from the Wonder Years.
Stevie.
Wendy from the Wonder Years. Remember the Wonder Years?
Remember that. The Wonder Years was a good show.
She was also six on Blossom.
You wouldn't get down with Kevin Arnold? So
yeah, she was, wasn't she?
You yep.
Yeah.
So here we go. Topanga. If you didn't shoot your shot with Topanga yet, you missed it.
She's about to get married?
She just got engaged.
To who? Corey?
Some dude. Oh, no, wait. Let me read the story. I wanted to say something. Jensen Karp.
He is from
yeah, Jensen Karp.
Investment banker.
They announced the engagement on Instagram. A lot of people were there.
What's her real name?
Our good buddy John Mayer was there. Oh, her real name. Yeah, I can't keep calling her Topanga. Danielle Fishel.
What about Winnie Cooper? Nobody ever talk about Winnie Cooper.
Hey, let me tell you something about Winnie Cooper. You leave Winnie Cooper the fuck alone.
What you talking to me like that?
Oh, excuse me. If Winnie Cooper shot her shot at Sam,
I thought he was about to hit you.
You got some competition. Winnie Cooper.
Nigga, Winnie Cooper can't make no beans and fried chicken.
You don't know that. I know she got that math championship.
I mean, eventually.
I mean,
that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I will say this: we don't know that.
Who gonna make you some pinto beans or some?
You beefing with Winnie Cooper now? You beefing with Winnie Cooper now?
Some oxtails.
No, she's just naming the facts.
Okay.
That sounds good.
You say facts, but we don't know that.
I'm about to make some
oxtails in a minute. Wanna know why? Because Winnie Cooper been off the market for a minute. We don't know that. We don't know if Winnie Cooper can throw down
like that. Nobody ever talk about the chicks from Full House. What about them?
No, Jody Sweetin, after she like did that coke shit and she was on heroin.
Tell me what happened to Judy from Family Matters. Nobody can ever tell me this.
She went to poor.
She went upstairs.
She went upstairs and didn't come back. Yeah.
There's the cute movie.
Yes.
She went upstairs.
She got on punishment. I saw that episode.
Upstairs was the next shot.
It was some shit. She got a bad mark on her report card. They said, go to your room. And we ain't seen that motherfucker since.
Yeah,
they
didn't run off the whole show.
Well, I'm sorry. I know her. We know where she went.
Dropping down to get her eagle on. Nasties.
Yeah. She went to porn.
Yeah.
A lot of people go to porn.
All right. Speaking of porn.
I'll tell you who was always fine. But it was the girl that Urkel dated. But
Died.
She was fine.
Yeah. Like, Myra died.
Urkel missed it.
But speaking of porn.
Laura wasn't. She was fine too, but Myra was better.
Here's one thing I can't say.
I'm partial to them brown skinners. Yeah,
since we're on the subject of porn. There was a young lady who went out of her way to put us and other media personalities in our place. She, if anybody won the Best Friend Award this week, sorry, me and you, we've been rocking since
Long time.
But you ain't did this shit. No, because
never shot you in the porn.
Hold on.
Never.
Hold on. Check this shit out.
Or watched them.
I am smack talker Skywalker. First ballot Hall of Fame shit talker. Mm-hmm. Y'all know that.
Indeed.
And I shot my mouth off about a month ago. Talking about Blac Chyna and that bullshit sex tape she put out.
She didn't put it out.
Well, however, I saw it.
Her cloud was
hacked. I had no idea Blac Chyna had a sex tape.
Oh, don't. And I made jokes. And I made jokes about her not being able to suck a dick and how we was bought.
Blac Chyna can't suck a dick?
Oh, hold on. But wait.
Is that like a given when you say Blac Chyna sucking dick? It should
be there. But I saw the tape.
What you got that ass for if you can't suck a dick?
Remember
the
jokes?
Sucking a dick in her ass.
Excuse me. What? Remember
you
the jokes?
You got that much ass.
It's some flat booty chicks that can suck dick.
I'm not saying. I mean,
we're not talking about that. But you would think.
Based on looks alone.
It's like if somebody said, man, Nicki Minaj sucking dick. You would think. Really?
And I was one of those people.
No. I think she would. Because Nicki Minaj comes off as a little prissy.
But here goes.
Yes, she does. But. From. You understand.
But face value.
Okay.
Face value. If I am to judge for nothing else. And a couple podcasts ago.
Cardi B.
You're right.
I would think Cardi B can rat and suck.
And a couple podcasts ago. We had a lot of jokes. You was there.
I was.
But I got hit for it. Because this morning. On Big Boy in the Radio, her best friend wanted to set the record straight. And quite honestly, she put me in my place, as well as other media personalities. Miss Amber Rose. We're going to play a little clip from what Amber Rose had to say.
There's no question about that.
I just want to say this on the record, okay? If you think Blac Chyna don't know how to suck a dick, you got her all the way fucked up.
Oh, God.
All the way messed up. And I'm going to tell y'all why.
Can I take my pants off? Hold on. Say it slow. Dim the lights down. Turn the light down now. Say it
again.
Say what you want to say.
Okay. All I'm saying is...
Because we saw the video.
Okay, but listen. Let me tell you something. Sometimes, you know, you got a motherfucker sitting on your chest and you know...
Angle. Okay,
angle. But sometimes... You know, when you give oral, okay, you know, sometimes it's a cute little, you know, nothing OD, and sometimes you OD on it, right? Yeah. Don't ever for a second think that my bestie, my sister, Blac Chyna, can't suck a dick. I'm sorry. You know what?
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take your word.
Y'all
going
to stop talking about my friend? No, I swear to God. Because you, just look at Blac Chyna. Just look at her. You think that she really is incapable of going ham on a D? You're crazy.
Yeah, I was definitely a doubter.
You're out of your mind.
You're so real.
You're out of your mind.
Rob with a little cray cray.
Now,
Rob.
Yep. Here's what I'm going to say. I would like to apologize to Amber Rose and Blac Chyna because we threw a lot of. Because I don't want Amber Rose coming for me. Because we did throw some jokes out there a couple weeks ago. But I will say this. Me and you, we've been rocking. We friends. We have been together through a lot of shit.
Long time.
Only thing I'm finna say is this. You don't have to come for me for every fight.
I would not vouch.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
I would not vouch. Hey, y'all not gonna say that my best friend don't know how to eat ass.
If you tell me my best friend don't know how to suck a dick, I'll be goddamn.
You gotta go to war.
Hey, he had a bad night that night, but if you give him a second chance.
Wait, keep with the sheet.
You get what I'm saying? Well, yeah. Look what I'm saying. You don't have to fight every fight for your folks.
No, you do.
Because if I came out.
She can't suck a dick.
All right, look. If you think she can't suck a dick. Who the fuck am I coming to you?
Like, yeah, and
I haven't had a best friend since
Dusty Road.
Yeah, I don't give a damn if you saw the tape. If you give her a second check, whip your shit out, whip your shit out. Whip it out.
Oh, she's some dick way better than that.
I'll
call her right now. Like, you bet your ass better be hard when she show up.
She ready?
I haven't claimed a best friend since eighth grade. However. I do have a friend that person I did claim for best friend in eighth grade. I couldn't imagine myself, hey, guess what? y'all not gonna talk about my girl.
Y'all not,
she
hey,
deep throats. Hey. Okay, I seen it with my own eyes.
My thing is this.
She deep throats it.
That's,
sliming
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Hey. Slime ball down her elbow.
Even if you did see her, that's not something you about to claim and say, yes. You know what? Hey, stop talking about her.
With your dick out right
now. Hold on, suck the dick. Excuse
her, suck the dick.
Excuse
and, hey, don't nobody do it better than her. Hey. You're not about to admit that.
No, what you...
Fuck you. Oh. Fuck you. And fuck you.
Right.
Here it is.
No. Say
if
this.
You want my time in this interview, you will apologize for saying my friend.
Better yet, whip your dick out right now so she can say
exactly. Whip it out now, nigga. I ain't bullshitting.
Oh, y'all. Whip your coochie out so you can eat it.
Hey.
Here we go. You better lick the walls.
You don't do it.
I gotta be honest.
Type of best friend stuff is
if
that?
You think my friend can snort four lines in 2 minutes, hey!
Nigga, get the coke.
Hey!
Oh, is this. No. We having a heroin off? Are we heroin off?
Heroin off.
Nigga, toot the
man. Excuse me.
Real quick.
Here we go. No. Let's see vein. Give me a good vein.
But at the same time, I think, honestly, here he is. First off,
This is not
a shit on Amber Rose.
This is not a shit on Amber Rose,
Amber Rose knows she fine. Ain't no doubt
she
about
love
that.
Her damn friend.
At the same time.
She love her friend.
Dude, I don't like you that much. I would never, ever.
You would never
ever.
Toot.
Ever.
Toot it up.
Even if mistaken. I would act like it. I would act like I didn't see it. We would still go out to eat. Shots for everybody.
We will
talk over what it is.
Whatever.
No, we saw. Done deal.
I will say that. Me and you.
I wouldn't even bring this up at your funeral.
Here's what happened.
So you would not come to Sam's defense. Hey.
Look.
No.
My friend know how to eat pussy.
Even.
I'm not going to say he don't.
Granted, know it. Honestly, no.
I say it, I'm good.
But at the same time, I would just do one of these. If somebody's talking trash, I would just go.
Here's what I would do. Nigga. At most, because you ain't get.
I was saying.
I gotta be honest.
I'm not gonna talk about my friend. Like
but at the same time, you can't really.
This is far as it's going.
Go.
Hey, man, y'all leave him out of this. Hey, man.
But at the same time, you can't judge a nigga eating pussy.
Unless you were there.
No, to a bitch sucking dick. See, a nigga eating pussy, we've been eating pussy since BC. But the thing of it is, a girl can suck a dick tonight.
It's how furious she came to her defense.
No, it's the double standard. A girl can suck a dick tonight.
You right.
She can, you know, hey, she either did it good or she did it bad. If she did it good enough to where a nigga busts in the mouth, cool, but she a slut. If she didn't suck it well enough to a nigga to come, then she is still a slut, but she's sucking dick.
It's still bad on her.
On us.
You right on that,
even
but
if we eat her pussy to make her come or we just eat her pussy, anybody gonna really,
however you slice it,
it's not gonna be as bad.
I gotta be honest. Amber Rose is a good goddamn friend.
I would never be that good of a friend to you.
Cause she shut.
I would just do exactly what he said. Hey, listen.
Hey, y'all ain't gonna be talking about my man like that. Hey,
in front of me.
And then I will leave.
Then I would have to get loud and cuss and then act all big and hard.
But here go the shit though.
I'm not about to talk about him eating pussy.
Amber Rose was so
why?
No, she was so adamant in the defense of Black China. I turned my whole stance around because at first I saw that video
to her.
Yes, because she defended her so hard.
So there got to be a video.
I did this.
Never mind.
I would imagine.
I've never seen any of this.
Like
Amber Rose does have like it's a sex tape, but it's just her.
But here's what I said to Black China. After I saw the Black China sex tape, I did this.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, it should be on Pornhub. Black China is on Pornhub.
Hold on. When I saw Black China's, I did this. Oh, man. Like, I felt cheated in a way.
But
if that makes sense.
But you see nothing like, okay.
No, but.
From a female standpoint who actually has had a pee-pee in her mouth or a peen in her mouth.
Hashtag
dick.
Too.
Say a dick.
No.
We all grown.
Okay.
Hashtag
we all
whatever.
Grown.
I've had a penis in my mouth when you use a grammatically correct term.
That ain't what you said when you was playing that drinking
like,
game.
When you, like, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation with
what
your
am I looking for? Okay, never mind.
You like, say Black China.
Black China sucking dick.
Like, before you switch
positions. Watch the tape and watch the defense Does it
no, fit back? I can't, like, when I seen the tape, I understood the position Blac Chyna was in because
I
like,
didn't.
You whip your penis out. We've had sexual encounters with each other because we are married.
Okay.
So
I have a fuck trophy. I have a child.
Stop.
Yeah. So I
so when you about to switch positions, you like, oh, suck it right quick. It's like a little lick. Ain't nobody like really deep throating it at that point.
Hold on. Here's my take.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's my take. Did you come to that realization before or after
what?
Amber Rose?
Did you just say?
What
song I said? What? I don't know.
I said you're looking to get a little wet, get dick a little wet, put it in.
Hold on. No, that's not the question. That's not the question. The question I'm saying is, did you come to that realization before or after Amber Rose?
After
all right then. All that shit is out the window.
I've been in the same position Blac Chyna was in, and with a nigga sitting on your chest.
I don't care. All that shit is out the window because you thought Blac Chyna was on some bullshit.
My phone is slow.
No, you thought Blac Chyna was on some bullshit until I apologize. I am man enough to apologize to Amber Rose. And I guess vicariously
I always had to
Amber Rose, Blac Chyna, because of this shit, she changed my mind.
Like I don't like super pretty or over sexualized females. Like you always say, like they don't bring their work home. So always had that in the back of my mind.
No, I said it
about
and
females. Like
I
that.
Stood by it, and then when Amber Rose made such a case, I said, you know what? We'll give her a second chance. And I feel better for that.
Like how people assume white girls are the best.
No, it ain't a race thing. I mean, it's an effort thing.
You put people in a category based on looks. That's what I'm getting.
I sure did. Because I saw Blac Chyna.
Like with guys, like how y'all see big booty, big titties, y'all automatically say, oh, she got to be a freak or a stripper or something. Y'all automatically say,
Excuse me. Was Blac Chyna not a stripper?
Cardi B.
No. Cardi is separate.
No, Cardi B was.
Excuse me. Did Amber Rose come to her defense?
I mean, was that the type of conversation?
Cardi B went out here sucking dick for months.
No. Amber Rose said, y'all ain't going to come for Blac Chyna.
Pull the tape up for Brandon.
Blac Chyna didn't do that bad, but she did. She was just...
It was like blasé.
She was looking at the tape like, much it. As a female, you do a little stuff to make your man like. You make
did
your
it?
Man
hold on, hold.
I'm going to break the fourth wall with this line.
Okay.
Like you say, oh, lick it, it's too big to come in my mouth. I'm choking. You do stuff like that to make it feel good. Like,
no, so. But here's what I say.
She didn't say she was choking.
When you say...
I saw his dick. She wasn't choking.
When you saw the video, did you do this? It was a little look at Blac Chyna when you say like, I expected more.
I mean,
because I did. I can speak for myself.
All I saw was that it was like a minute.
I had no expectations.
I was just
until
happy to see
Blac
Chyna naked.
You hear what I'm saying?
That's all that was.
I came in the game with expectations.
No, naked in that arena.
We've seen her naked. Rob posted all the pictures.
I've seen Blac Chyna. Oh, there's a lot more.
I didn't know all of this.
But
Rob Kardashian posted all her nudes. Like.
But for the record,
I know that.
For the record,
old light skin had a sex tape.
I will say this,
Amber. I know she had one.
Amber hold had on, a sex tape was like she first got popping. Like she, it was
around the Kanye time.
Video vixen.
Yeah, it was her masturbating. It wasn't.
Nobody wants to see that.
What man don't want to see it? Never mind.
I don't want to see no woman masturbating.
You don't?
No, that don't do nothing for me. No.
What type? What?
I don't
want to. Yeah, it's just.
You want to watch a nigga jerk his dick?
Yeah.
All right. Well. Hey, whatever
it's
hit
like
you got.
I need the action happening. That's what
so,
I
mean. So, here it is. Here's what we're doing.
Get the action. Let's just.
Speaking of action, we're going to talk about some action that didn't happen.
I would like to go smoke.
All right.
You got a cigar?
Okay.
There's no real way to transition from this Amber Rose thing, so I'm gonna just do it.
I'm ready for the politics.
Here it is. Khalees, I gotta throw the Khalees things out, just spending all of Nas' money. Khalees, you know, she brought her milkshake to the yard, but now she's taking it to the farm. Khalees spent Nas' money and bought a farm. No, she was on that health food kick, and she was on the Food Network shit, and now she wants to expand her food empire by getting a whole fucking farm. Like, Khalees slow takeover on the food world. She didn't got a big boost in the past year. She feel like she needed a restaurant, but she didn't want everybody crowding the restaurant. So she needed a space where she can be creative and do shit on a daily basis. And now she decided on a farm, a whole farm in upstate New York, and my man Nas got to pay for it. Anybody got thoughts?
I mean, is this like an animal farm?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's still like a restaurant. It's still
and
like
how
a.
How do you know she used Nas's money to do it?
I love you, but you ain't that dumb.
No, I'm serious.
I explain. Name me another Khalees song that's not Bossy or Milkshake.
I hate you so much right now. That was our first song.
Okay. And that was in 2000. What? My man Nas. Now, I can sit here. Top five greatest rappers, dead or alive, Nas is going to be on that list.
Not for me, but okay.
Like I said, Nas just bought a farm for Khalees. Spend that child support money, girl. Spend that child support money, girl. Alright, let's just move on. You talking about some politics. I don't want to talk about politics, but I gotta talk about politics.
No, let's not talk about
politics. I can't talk about Trump himself because he's been banned, especially from Sit Your Ass Down. One thing I will talk about, my girl Cynthia Nixon, Sex in the City, is running governor for New York. Openly gay. Finna sit back and try to get the throne as governor. First of all, I like Cynthia. Do your shit, but you better be grimy as fuck going against like the real shit. Don't think because Trump was a TV personality you could just jump right in. No. You gotta be grimy for that shit. And speaking of grimy, I'm gonna use that statement to transition, cause I want y'all to get y'all tickets ready. It's gonna be on pay-per-view. Who y'all got? Trump versus Biden.
Biden
came with that shit.
Biden been talking shit ever since he found out Trump
was. Oh, when Trump won.
What did he say to set Trump off?
Here's what started this week, Tuesday. My man Biden, he was doing something in Miami, 305. What's up? They was doing some shit, and they asked him a question, and he said, like, Trump has been talking about women and talking about he can grab them by the pussy and do all of this shit. He says, people like that, we don't do that shit. And I'm paraphrasing. He says, I wouldn't debate him, because they were like about a debate. He said, nah, we go behind the gym and I beat the shit out of him. Paraphrasing. So
that's very close though.
Trump, who can't leave shit alone,
ever,
got on Twitter like he talking this shit, and I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the actual tweet in front of me. He says Joe Biden is weak. He's talking shit. He's a very weak man, and he don't want to fight this. He don't want this shit. Biden was like, I'm not bullshitting. I will crack that ass.
You see the memes of Biden and Obama?
Yes.
Man, that's hilarious.
So now,
and I ain't gonna lie to you, some of that stuff I do think Biden did say, like, already.
Off rip. Do you think
Biden got them hands?
Do you think Biden, alright, let's sit here. Now, here's my idea. Pay-per-view, 5-round fight.
I would pay for that.
The money goes to, like, healthcare.
Y'all all can come.
You know what I mean? Goes to we can all agree. Healthcare, some shit like this.
Subs.
I'm gonna have my input in a minute.
We'll call it the Thriller and Vanilla, because this is the whitest shit I've ever seen.
You should have said Manila as in Manila photo.
No,
you can't say Manila.
No, because
y'all definitely get sued for that.
You know, Manila is a real thing.
Plus, wouldn't that Foreman and
Yeah. That's why I said Thriller and Vanilla.
Yeah.
Some white shit. We talking upstate New York.
Of course.
And we're biting from Scranton, Pennsylvania. You think Biden got them hands?
Scranton, Pennsylvania?
Scranton.
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 You think Biden got them hands?
Yes.
Dude, let me tell you something about
What about Trump, though? Trump, hold on, wait. This is the only pro-Trump shit I think I will say ever.
What?
He is a former WWE superstar.
No.
He is. He not? No. He not?
He did not wrestle.
He did get with Vince, though. He did get in Vince's ass.
No. Show me.
It's on YouTube.
It is. Can you pull it up? Can you pull it up?
Pull it up, please. When he, no. He might have talked trash. He did not fight.
He talked trash. And he hit Vince.
Stone Cold got in his face.
Yeah.
Stone
Cold hit the stunner.
That was for the haircut, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
What was it? WrestleMania 23. Right here in Detroit.
Are you aware of what Trump eats in a day?
The Big Macs and the fish sandwiches
like two
and
Big Macs, two fish sandwiches, $12.
But Joe got is a hell no. But Joe got that pacemaker.
But Joe is like a vegan or something. Ain't he like a
yes, he's a health nut.
I think Joe.
Plus, Joe wants to fight him.
Exactly.
I mean, how many niggas lose? I mean, ain't too many niggas lose fights when they want to fight a nigga that they really want to fight.
Joe is in better physical condition than Trump. Who drinks 12 Diet Cokes a day? That's a case of Diet Cokes. Who drinks that in a day?
Not to mention, we use Coke and Mountain Dew to clean us out of ships.
Hold on, hold on.
His insides are done.
Hold on, let me.
Like two Big Macs. Like, I had a Big Mac the other day and I felt so guilty. Dude. It was a junior Big Mac.
Let me break this down. We are talking about the fucking president. Yeah. That's my whole point.
Oh, this is the catalyst.
This
is the train that's about to take us into.
I'm talking about the president.
I'm ready. Continue. I'm ready.
Continuing on the politics train, I'm trying to stay with the Trump Biden. Personally, I think Biden will get his ass. Let me talk about. We talked about sex tapes. We talked about porn. Let's talk about a person who ain't never having sex for the rest of his life. Ben Carson. Since we're on this politics,
that nigga can't stay awake.
Here go the shit.
Dude, hold on. If we're talking about Ben Carson, no. We got to go all the way back.
No. We going this week because we missed so much. I got to kind of like clean it up.
I want the lady that said reclaiming my time, Ben Carson conversation.
That's a longer conversation.
For some reason, her name is slipping my mind.
Maxine Waters. Yep.
We got to talk about Maxine Waters, Carson. Then work our way all the way up to $31,000 dining room.
And that's what I'm getting at. $31,000. Let me break this down. Look, my wife. Let me break this down. When it comes down to Ben Carson, you got caught buying a $31,000 living room set.
And blamed it on his
wife. Whatever she
blamed it on his wife.
And then you blamed it on your wife. $31,000.
It was nice stuff. First of all, nice
like,
I like that. Type
like,
of
you country.
But it's not your money. It's taxpayer money.
Updated French Provincial looks good. Updated.
I like the French Provincial.
When you pay for it. See, French Provincial looks nice when you pay for it.
No,
I pay for it. Not the U.S. taxpayers.
I get you.
And then.
I agree 100% with you.
They came out. Hey,
French
dog.
French Provincial ain't never been cheap.
And then they came out. Hey, dog. What's up? First thing out of his mouth was, I brought my wife.
Blamed it on his wife.
We talked about pussy.
No man at all.
We talked about pussy. We talked about Amber Rose. We talked about all this. This nigga ain't getting no ass for the rest of his life. Because Mrs. Carson.
Her name is Candy. Carson.
Okay. Candy Carson was
the
probably.
Said that.
Okay.
Dirty.
Okay. Candy Carson was
like,
probably out.
Come on, Ben. Put on your surgical mask.
Oh, that shit ain't happening.
There's nothing sexy about that.
Because Candy Carson.
You have to pay me to watch that one.
What? A porn with them, too?
Oh, God.
I would love
anything
to see
anything with Ben.
I would love to see it.
For comedy reasons for the show?
God.
I would love to see
Oh,
Trump
God,
porn.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm good on that one.
Flat white milky booty cheeks. And tiny whiteys. You know we wear tiny whiteys.
But with this shit, with Candy Carson, probably was out living her life, getting her nails done, getting her hair done, doing whatever the fuck it is you do when you married to Ben Carson. And this motherfucker just threw $31,000 on you.
Like, what did the living room set come with.
Don't matter. If I'm okay.
In a shop.
Check this shit out. What if you was minding your own business? I said some crazy shit. $31,000 of taxpayer money. And then people coming up to you like, dog, what the fuck?
What that delivery?
Hold on, man.
People be looking at me like, we got people that's poor and suffering.
Yeah.
Food stamps getting cut. And this,
like,
this and that.
Think of it like this.
$31,000 on a living?
If you the wife of a coal miner.
Yeah, they get the bad end.
And you just.
No one cares about
paycheck to paycheck. You doing your shit. And you the wife of this man. And you see the guy that we voted for. $31,000 going to a living room set that's only used a handful of times throughout the course of your tenure. You keep the furniture, but there's only a handful of times that you're using this, and I'm a coal miner's wife. I'm gonna come to Candy Carson like, dog, what the fuck? And they did do that. And Ben Carson just sat there. My wife picked this shit out.
Dude.
This nigga, like, he was under
duress. This nigga don't like
the thing of it is. I've always
or candy.
You couldn't like this. You couldn't like getting late.
Like,
you couldn't like that.
I'm just gonna say this. We've been to Ethan Allen, right?
Yeah.
And Ethan Allen is actually not that expensive if you buy furniture. You want
been to
and
Restoration Hardware.
And
that shit is expensive.
Like,
I gotta like y'all. If I buy you something from Restoration Hardware,
I fucks with y'all. Like, my next living room set will come from Ethan Allen because it's custom. Anywho, Ethan Allen, you customize the buttons, the feet, everything on your furniture. Everything is customized and it's not that high. What did y'all buy? And if I'm candy, nigga, you not putting this on me, nigga. Nope.
Hold on. Wait. I'll put my own personal shit on
there. Let me jump in real quick.
Okay.
Here it is. Two points I'm gonna make. One, I've never met a man. Granted, if the nigga has no type of coordination
and whatsoever, I'm with that
issue, situational awareness at all.
Yeah.
All the nigga wanna know is
how much is gonna cost. How much is it?
I don't care what you get. I don't care. This ain't my room.
How like, much
that
is
that room
it?
At my house? That room over there, the diamond.
Yeah. I'm with that.
All I asked was,
how much is it?
I could care less. I don't care what she put in it. Second thing is, if a man make a mistake, now I'm talking about a man for real.
Okay,
you and I.
Okay,
you make a mistake here. She make a mistake here? Whose fault is it?
Still me.
I make same.
Still you.
First.
Still you.
I ain't never met no man. My father-in-law, my dad, and my grandfather, may he rest in peace, all say the same thing. And other adult men older than me say the same thing. James, I've heard, to a degree,
you take the L.
You hold the responsibility for your house.
Yep.
And everything that you do. Your wife, your children,
yeah,
are attached to you. I ain't never heard no man just blame his wife since the book of Genesis in the Bible.
Hold on.
She did it.
And even then,
God, it was her.
Even then, he was.
Adam blamed God and his wife.
Let me talk this.
My wife picked it. Nigga, you over the money that your wife had.
You are employed by the government, not her.
Hold on, I like this. I like your take. I'm finna go the other way. We was talking about fast food earlier when we was talking about the mixtapes and shit.
Yeah.
But if I worked at McDonald's. Last time I checked, the formula for a Big Mac was 2 all beef patties, special sauce, pickles,
lettuce, cheese,
pickles,
onions on a sesame bun.
Yeah, see, I like the song. Yeah, that's the only way niggas remember.
Yep.
If my wife came into McDonald's next way, like, I got this way of putting this shit together, McDonald's is going to look at me. The first question they go ask, what the fuck is she even doing in here?
You didn't even do it.
I didn't do shit. And she was just like, I want to put the cheese on this side.
Hence why they questioned him. Did you notice? Ever since he blamed his wife, Ain't nobody went up to Candy and said, why did you do that?
Oh, they did. They did. See, the regular...
I didn't see that.
Hold on. That's what I was getting at. She was out minding her own business. And your punk-ass husband said some shit on C-SPAN. And she was just trying to park her car. TMZ got a mic in her face. Do you have something to say about it? She was, what the fuck?
Nigga.
Hey.
I tell you right
hold
now.
Hold on. Huh. Like, you a man in your house like I'm a man in my house. The only thing is, you got to take care of the house.
Primary.
If you the guy.
Exactly. I see where you're going. I agree 100%.
My wife, at the start of this podcast, was talking about, I want my name on the thing and blah, blah, blah. And which is all good. You can want that. But am I finna sit here? Like, I am the guy at the end of this. If we go to iTunes, if we go to this, if we go to Art19 and hint, hint, wink, wink, one of the things we ain't supposed to talk about. If we go to any of those things, they're gonna look at me and they say, well, that's the show, so you're the guy. Now, I don't know sexual shit, and I don't know sexism shit. It's just sort of like
you.
Hey,
I get you. You
to say so.
I get you.
If I stop paying my bill at DTE, and it ain't gonna be no, ain't nobody calling her.
Nobody.
They gonna call me.
And rightfully so, right?
My name's on the fucking door.
Go to your wife to say, Mr. So Clay, why, or your mother-in-law, or James,
or anybody?
Why is Charles in the cold?
So
with no hot water.
So.
Thank God it ain't.
Now, you see all of that, right?
Yeah.
Now, what if I actually ran for that position? What if I actually said, hey, I would like to be that guy you point the finger at if this shit don't go right? And this motherfucker was put his wife under that shit?
Every man I've ever come in contact
Man
I've ever come in contact with. I never met a man that ever did it before. Just blame the wife.
You know what?
Trump ain't just like, never blamed his cute, wife.
Normally, that would be under the like, sit your ass down.
Okay, thing. People come here. Oh, say we like how y'all got the place decorated. Oh, he said like, oh, Tasha, you know, Tasha decorated the place or whatever. That's different.
Historically, that has now. I'm not being chauvinist.
Yeah,
But historically, that has always been the woman's job.
Yeah.
Granted.
We ain't talking about
woman stay home.
We ain't talking about money.
And she did this. Okay? So, like, Dominique and I was talking back in, like, October about how, that room she got, yes, I painted it. But when they come over, they always say, Dominique, I like how you got this room. Perfectly fine. Everything about the house is fine. However,
we ain't talking about the money.
My father-in-law said something like this. Hey, man, I like how you got the hot water running in the bathroom.
That is.
Yes, I mean, yes.
That is.
I like how you got the kids dressed. I like how you paying like your note and the bills. That's how I go. If all of that fell to the ground, my father-in-law, my grandfather, may he rest in peace if he was still here, they would not question my wife.
No,
that's foolishness.
What you doing?
Exactly.
What you not doing?
I'll tell you right now, if everything I got fell to the ground, Dominique and the boys will have a place to stay.
Yep.
Even with my mother or my grandmother, my black ass will have to get here and hustle.
Yep.
I can't just come home. I can't just live there and not do nothing and stand up at somebody's house. First off, and with an integral position, I will have an issue. And then secondly, the women in my life would not even allow me to stay there because they're always going to ask me, what you doing? What you gonna do today?
Why are we having this conversation?
Why are you here? Dude, can't blame your wife, but
some bullshit.
Dude. If you just spent $31,000,
he never spent
$31,000. No. None of Trump's lackeys have answers. None of them. Kellyanne Conway got bullshit answers. Let's be honest.
I give it to her.
Spicy did for a long time till he quit. Sarah Sanders got the same thing.
She on her way.
Lying. I mean, that bitch is getting older by the second. And then you got Tom Price quit because he was not a good liar.
If you're not a good liar,
since Trump been in office, everybody he's endorsed to hold a position
has. Even his best talker, the guy, honestly, who was corrupt, but he should have kept because he was the best talker. He only had one good talker, and that was Breitbart. What's his name? Bannon.
Bannon.
And he only won. The only one. He still campaigns for Trump, but he kept.
It's like
because he knew. First off, Trump was going down. Granted,
but he picked Bannon and choose when he want to talk.
Bannon is probably the smartest guy. The smartest guy Trump had. He was corrupt to me. I didn't like him. Racist, prejudiced, homophobic, misogynistic, all of it. But he was a super smart guy, in my opinion. The only one he had. His in-laws, his son-in-law, his son! His, have you heard, I don't want to skip ahead. I know what you got on the paper. I don't know what you got on your paper. Have you heard about his son?
Yep.
About
no, his, it's not on the paper. About no, you go
wife,
ahead, go ahead.
About his wife catching him cheating with such and such a girl.
Day.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
When he was in the shower.
It's not.
And she looked at his phone when he was in the shower. I got. Here it is. Honestly, I got like 30 jokes.
Man.
Your wife found out you was cheating while you was in the shower. The first thing you thinking about doing is putting clothes on. That bitch was already fully dressed.
She was.
I would have poured baby oil on the floor.
No. Here.
Oh, and then now you're naked and on the floor, and I'm fully
can't
dressed.
Get up.
Now you got to ask these questions.
And then
I want to hear what he had to say to get his phone back, because
it's
apple don't fall too far from the tree. He ain't broke, because that is a billionaire and he's a millionaire.
Hold on, I call bullshit on that. I don't. I personally don't think Trump is a billionaire.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
No. Cash is there.
I get you.
What I'm saying, I call bullshit on that because of this. If you are what you say you are, why are you not releasing those taxes? I look, as a public citizen,
him not releasing his taxes ain't got nothing to do with money.
No.
It's gonna show his dealings
with people we shouldn't be dealing with.
Russia.
Nah, that's a whole Russia. Different ball of wax.
Do you do business with Russia?
I do not.
Then you should have said Russia. Then his taxes will show. Like that bullshit about taxes don't show shit when he was in a campaign.
Bullshit.
Taxes show. Everybody,
every
you
transaction
owe money to,
you
and
did.
Thank you.
Like the reason.
Thank you.
Look, I'm a regular ass dude, and I had to pay a little bit on my income taxes because, well, as my accountant said to me, "Hey Sam, you had a good year in 2017." I said, "Cool." She said, "That means you got to pay a little bit more in 2017."
Well, honestly,
and I said that shit.
Like
you know, the first thing I said.
Like a millionaire told me, when you get into the status where you got to start paying money back, you in good standing. You on your way.
Excuse me.
You got to pay taxes back.
Excuse me.
You good.
I'm new to this shit, and when I was told this.
That's why it's good to have the penis, man.
While we.
That's a hurtful thing to have.
Oh, it was such a hurtful thing.
When I had to pay 2 years in a row, almost $1,000.
And this year, I had to pay some shit because I'm successful. I looked at my accountant. I said, "This is bullshit." She said, "No, that's just like a credit because you're going to go out and you're going to make more." I said, "No!
I want my money. For this year."
And she said, "We've seen what you've been doing." And she like tried to like massage my ego a little bit.
No, bitch.
She was like, "I heard that interview you did on the podcast. You know, that makes me a fan of you." I was like, "First of all, I'm doubly mad at your ass that it took this long for you to be a fan of me. And now I gotta pay for that." And I took my bullshit statement and I sent it to the IRS and I cried. Not cried, that whimper shit. You know what? It would have been more manly had I did cry. I soaked in my car, and I was just like, and I had to make that phone call, that bullshit call Bill Carson didn't do. I called my wife, "Hey, we ain't gonna get as much back as I thought we was
nigga,
gonna get."
You ain't never been through what I, you ain't never had to pay them niggas back. If I get $5 back, I'm happy. Okay?
I said to you, "Hey, no, I never had to, excuse me, I have never had to make that phone call. Hey, babe, I know you was planning on some shit, I need you to pick hey, baby, you need to pick the thing that you want the most, and only that.
Because,
I know I'm giving. You know what? People say I overshare on this podcast. I read the iTunes comments. No, I over fucking share. I was mad as fuck about that, dog.
Be like, oh, we're not getting as much back. I'm like, are we getting something back? Cause you, I don't think you ever had to pay them as much as I had to pay them.
See, I've never had to pay them. See, it's always been a one-way street.
Even me only claiming one, which is myself, I still end up on $800 or something.
So
I've never had to owe by myself.
No, by myself.
I think this is the first year.
Because we first got married, we filed married but separate. But
yeah, look.
When he claims head of house, what you claim head?
Head of household. Yeah.
He ended up getting something back when I just claimed married was separate with nothing.
I gotta be honest.
Well, look, 8 years later.
Hey, I will say this though.
Thank God for Charles.
How you say this? 8 years later. Now I put a little bow on this because I'm sure there's some more shit gonna come from this. When I look over to in my bed, my wife's there, hogging on the goddamn cover. And I'm a little upset about that.
I ain't gonna put your business out there.
But I will say this.
We get used to that.
She's there.
That's all that matters.
Ben Carson. Hold on. Were you sleeping on that futon? You sure you can't stay? Because we getting towards that end. Sit your ass down. No, we missed a few of these.
If possible, we can pick this up on Sunday.
All right. Here's what I can't do that because the goddamn podcast comes out on Sunday. I thank you for your time. You sure you don't want to stay for sit your ass down?
I'd love to sit, stay for sit.
Because there's some people who deserve it.
I know it.
Here's what we'll do.
I have to leave, though.
We're going to put a pin in it because I want your hot take on some of the TV shows that's being made that should not have been made.
Is Krypton on your list?
Krypton is on my list. We're going to put a pin on it. God. And
I watched that. You caught me.
The Superfly? Did you see the Superfly trailer?
You keep on calling it Superfly.
It is Superfly. It was Superfly, and there's a Shaft one. Did you see the Superfly one?
Okay.
Because Shaft was some bullshit. Hold up. I'll be the first one to say it. I said it months ago. Now stick by my statement.
On our phone conversation, you got it mixed up.
Shaft and Superfly. No, there's two. Remember, we talked about this earlier.
Okay.
Two things they shouldn't make again, and they
I
did
agree.
It.
We talked about this. This was months ago.
And then they made the trailers because I got a shitload of. To answer your question, Krypton is on that list because that was some bullshit. The only thing about Krypton that I give a fuck about is Brainiac. I don't give I don't give a fuck about any one of that show. Excuse me, Laura L. I gotta care now about fuck her. She was a military scientist. Move on, Jor-El. You did one quick thing. You did one good thing.
Jor-El ain't born yet.
Jor-El, you nutted.
Jor-El,
that's all I care about.
Jor-El isn't born yet.
No, in that show. Oh, excuse me.
Right
excuse,
now, it's only excuse, Sig, excuse and me. Then Sig's the grandfather.
Excuse me. I am picking the people I give a fuck about.
Hey, if it's
only three people.
It wins for me.
I still ain't seen the Justice League.
First of all, you ain't missing shit with Justice League. I'll be for
well. It's no secret. It's no secret. I am a big old Superman fan. Y'all know.
Look,
ain't no secret that Marvel is like 1,000 times better.
Here's what I say about Superman. And for years, I've been saying this about Superman. I get it. I understand it. But the problem with Superman is you're writing for Jesus every goddamn comic book.
No.
Oh, really?
Because Superman lives longer.
Superman.
Oh, I'm still recording. Superman lives I don't longer. Give a Superman, goddamn.
Superman lives longer than 33 years. It's just that the only issue I got is with the what's that last Superman movie they made? The
Homeless Superman.
That one.
That Homeless Superman versus Batman. Oh, I got a huge problem with that shit.
No, that it goes to the Justice League, which I do have an issue with. I'm a Superman fan. And that one has all to do with that is a like.
I put it like this. Here's what we'll do.
It is.
I know we gotta do sit your ass down, but I'm gonna put a pin in this. I invite you back so we could talk about all of the shit they should have made and the OJ thing. If you want to talk Sunday. Sunday is a whole new thing.
Sunday is perfect, but OJ, we
gonna need. Yeah, it's a whole, like, you act like I ain't got enough time to run to the liquor store, because we gonna need that for OJ.
No. Dude.
For the juice.
Dude. That nigga's guilty.
Yeah, we established that shit. But how guilty? Hold on.
How guilty?
Here's what we'll do.
That nigga killed that white woman.
It's going to seem like a meal is, look, for us, it's going to seem like a half a second. Mm-hmm. But for you guys who's listening to this for so long, it ain't going to seem that long. For us, it's probably 10, 7, whatever minutes. But half a second, we'll be back with Sit Your Ass Down. And with the magic of the podcast, we are back. I know
it was, and then there was two.
I know it was like 10 minutes to us, it was like half a second to them. But look, this is our time. We have been gone for some time. This may be a little bit extra long, but we got to do it. This is Sit Your Ass Down.
Sit your butt down.
Sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
Sit your $5 ass down.
Man, sit your ass down. Yes! We are back! For those who don't know about Sit Your Ass Down, we don't do this to make fun of. We don't do this to bully. We don't do this to shame. We do this to a couple people throughout our week, and maybe a little bit more, because, like I said, we had guests. And this is for to calm you down. You get lost in your own sauce.
That happens.
We gotta tap you on the shoulder and say, excuse me, you're getting a little too hype for us.
Mm-hmm.
Please sit your ass down. First, sit your ass down. Now, this is, you got to stay with me in this one. You got to stay with me in this one. You got to stay with me in this one. Mm-hmm. Because I know I'm finna do this. Now, I got to do this like Brutus. The first sit your ass down. Go to my man, Benjamin Glaze. Benjamin Glaze from American Idol. Now, Benjamin Glaze got on that American Idol. He got up there and he doing the sob stories. And he doing the, I'm just an artist, I'm misunderstood, I come from a conservative family. Mm-hmm. Never been kissed before, I never did this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Katy Perry said, I will give you your first kiss. 19-year-old Benjamin Glaze from Oklahoma, during his audition, revealed he never been kissed. And pop star Katy Perry was like, get over here. Let me give you some smooches.
Hmm.
He fought against it. And then he succumbed to Katy Perry.
He ain't succumbed.
And like, hold on. Just stay with me.
All right.
And then Katy Perry gave him a kiss. He fell on his ass. Set the world on fire. And then he came in. Sung his song. And now you got something to do. You got something to say. And then all of a sudden, he went on that other side. Talked about Katy Perry. Took his innocence. Did this, that, and the third. It wasn't special. Motherfucker, your first kiss was on national TV with a pop star that me. And I, you know what? Fuck everybody else. I will give my left nut to be in the fucking airspace of Katy Perry's kiss. And you just shitting on it.
He didn't want it.
Excuse me. You can do this when you get your own podcast.
Wow.
But for right now, Benjamin Glaze trying to get the Me Too coals, trying to stoke the coals, and then you come back and talk about like, oh, it wasn't harassment, it wasn't this, that, and the third, it wasn't this. It was or it wasn't, my man. For your indecisive ass, Benjamin Glaze, you need to sit your ass down.
You victim shaming.
Now on the flip side of this same story,
mm-hmm,
of sit your ass down,
mm-hmm,
I need
all the Me Too advocates to promptly sit their ass down, take a closer seat, because out of all of this, hashtag Me Too, the men are the problem. I had to watch the Oscars, where if you had a dick and you did something, it was horrible. But if you had a one, and then Katy Perry, who was in a position of power, she was a fucking judge on that same American Idol. Let that have been any dude. Let Lionel would have did that shit on. Asked my man for a kiss. He said no, and then they cheered her on. And then she did the little pump fake where you kiss the cheek. They set her on the kiss cheek, and then she turned her head. And then she took advantage of my man. Where was the Me Too outrage? Where was the, oh, we're all equal? I guess we all equal unless we like you. I guess we all equal.
I guess I can't unless talk the whole thing.
You want to be one of those guys.
The whole one.
I need all of those Me Too advocates who didn't put my girl, and I like Katy Perry, who didn't put her on the take. Who didn't put her out there saying, like, hashtag Me Too, we want justice against Katy Perry. There was no boycott on Katy Perry. I need all of those guys to sit their ass down. Why is it selective when it's somebody we like? Why is it selective when, you know, it wasn't that bad? An injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. And that same shit y'all
was
talking.
Can I talk now?
Here we go. Go ahead. This is Katie an hour show. We're
Katie,
already.
Katie raped the boy's lips. Took his lip virginity. He didn't want it. She forced herself on.
I just said that.
I am saying my point of view.
Now. I was waiting for you to bring new information to this.
This is not new information. Oh, this is my point of view.
No shit.
And I agree with you, Sam. I was waiting for the Me Too movement to come out and say, hey, Katie, we demand that Katie gets fired off American Idol immediately. Where were those people?
Now, everybody.
I ain't saying she out here Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby.
No. But everybody in this situation was to sit your ass down.
Does she get a
with the exception of Lionel. Lionel didn't do shit.
Does she get a pass because she's a lady?
You already know my take on this.
No, I don't.
The next sit your ass down. Here's what we finna do. Next sit your ass down. You know, it's been a while since we had a good no good judge story. You know, I give a shout out to I Am Rappaport. That is they shit. But I want a good no good judge story.
All right.
Next sit your ass down go to. And I like this person. It's hard when sit your ass downs go to people that you didn't think was going to go to. But sit your ass down go to my girl Julie Bowman. And I fucks with Modern Family.
All right.
See, Julie Bowman is in the middle of a divorce. And that's hard. That ain't to sit your ass down right there. But Julie Bowman, who on Modern Family, who's rumored to make $500,000 per episode. Monique money.
Monique money in one day.
Monique money. She filed court documents requesting that her ex Scott Phillips requesting those finance records. According to the blast, my girl Julie Bowman specifically wants records for any bank account in his name and records and money that he has paid to others. Look, Julie, I know a no good judge gonna give you that shit, but at the end of the day, you making Monique money in just one episode.
A damn Monique.
Modern Family goes for at least 20 episodes a season. So you do the math. You walking with at least 10 mil. And you want to see his finance records? Come on, girl. Alright, at this point, whatever you want you gonna get because of this no good judge.
Press pause. Whoever negotiated her contracts, Monique, that's who you need to talk to. But go ahead.
You gonna get what you want because of this no good judge. Why you need to see his shit? Kid straight? You straight? Julie, I love you, girl, but sit your ass down.
Yep.
Next, sit your ass down.
There's more.
And it hurts. Because this goes to a dude I fucks with.
Oh,
I don't know if you know this or not. I am a 2017 fantasy football champion.
You won?
And my championship team had, for a brief couple of weeks, the man of the hour, Bills wide receiver, Zay Jones. Zay you, Zay me, Zay Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie, wide receiver, had a couple of looks. Kelvin Benjamin came in, took his shit when he wasn't injured. But Buffalo Bills wide receiver, Zay Jones, was arrested butt-ass naked.
Ooh.
After he I didn't say this. He was arrested. That's not the full story, mm-hmm. but let's just jump right into it. Zay Jones was arrested butt ass naked.
I mean, okay.
In LA after he was naked and bloody mm-hmm. after caught on video in a fight. First of all, I'm not done with the story yet, but he was fighting you butt-ass naked.
I'm not fighting nobody naked.
According to the Associated Press, Los Angeles County prosecutors have declined to bring charges on the Buffalo wide receiver, Zay Jones, because he kicked in a glass door.
This, like,
butt-ass naked.
Balls and everything, glass.
Breaking windows.
Jeez.
And glass doors, fighting his brother.
Naked?
Alright, look. I have no idea what this fucking fight was about.
Oh my God.
But what the fact that you was butt ass naked. Alright.
I don't know. Was he drunk?
Here's what I'm finna say. Zay, you were, and I say this because you was a team of best in the world. The team that, my championship team, but Zay, training camp starts July 23rd. When they offer you the piss test on July 23rd, I don't want you to be surprised.
Oh.
When they offer you the piss test.
If you need some tips on how to smuggle pee into the facility,
I don't want
you. Holler at your girl.
Look, it's cool that you got let off with a warning because your family said they will pay for the doors and the windows you broke.
No.
But Zay, the reason you getting your sit your ass down is because, and I like you. You were on my team.
He not? Is he the last one for?
Oh no.
There's more.
Oh no.
He gets worse than this?
Well, he was butt ass naked having a fight with your brother.
First of all, I mean, I have a brother and I wouldn't fight.
That is a mandatory drug test.
Exactly. Like, would you fight your brother naked?
No!
If, like, either you was naked and he was.
Either way! Like, I love my brother. We've had.
Like, if he really, like, pissed you off and you was, like, in the shower.
I gotta be honest. That's not a.
My, I'm pretty sure y'all have had moments like that in youth.
Okay. Let me put it like this. My brothers, both of them, T-Mac, Big Bay, I can clearly say I have never fought them butt-ass naked. I have been mad at them, and I have fought against them, but I was fully clothed during the entire thing.
Like, you didn't, like, put, like, on Step Brothers, you're not going to put your balls on some of their stuff or something like that.
I gotta
that,
be
you?
Honest.
You didn't do nothing like that?
No. If I got a problem with them, I'm taking it to them, fully clothed.
And then they use their toothbrush and you laughing.
I am put, excuse me, fully clothed. If I got a problem with them about anything, I will bring it to their attention.
What was they fighting about?
A shirt and pants.
That nigga had that. I'm trying to think what drugs you have possibly taken.
So I say to Zay Jones, I don't know what you was up on.
Dog food.
My man, when they come with you, late July, when they just like, hey, what's up, Kelvin Benjamin? Hey, what's up, Patrick Mahomes? Hey, what's up, dog? Hey, I need you
just
to
just willingly take give the pee.
Just give the pee.
Don't fight. Don't argue. Just give him the pee.
You're not getting any financial trouble. You was in a fight and you was arrested butt ass naked. Zay Jones, as a member of the Buffalo Bills, the NFL, and most importantly, best in the world. My fantasy
football. Oh, that's the
most important
part of it?
Yes.
That's the most important part?
Yes.
Not his
fantasy. Fantasy football championship. I had him in two leagues, actually. Best in the world is Sam Dude I caught it in the XFL league. Zay, sit your ass down.
Niggas, first of all, when you kick a dough in with your balls out, you don't care about your
oh
wife.
My God, you don't give a fuck.
You are the owner of balls, correct?
I got.
I've seen them.
I have yet to kick in the door.
How many
butt-ass naked? I've kicked in the door, but I've never kicked in the door butt-ass naked.
I have brought. I'm trying to think. What's the sharpest thing I've put near your balls?
I gotta be honest. I have been very disruptive. I apologize to Amber Rose on this very podcast.
Can anybody top this story?
Fully clothed. Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
In the last, sit your ass down for the weekend.
You sound depressed.
Because I didn't think we was going to go here.
I mean, balls and glass.
For the weekend.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee. I need my man BK for this one, but... You know, I'm pretty sure he's listening. He had to
dip. Tommy Lee, the drummer.
Tommy Lee, the drummer from Motley Crue. Mm-hmm. Not the Motley Crue. Just regular-ass Motley Crue. Stay with me.
Okay.
Tommy Lee is to press charges against his son, who didn't apologize after a brawl at his house.
Okay.
Tommy Lee will press charges against his 21-year-old son after a brawl left the Motley Crue drummer with a fat lip. Tommy Lee, same Tommy Lee that we talk about, mm-hmm. initially planned to withdraw the report he filed with the LAPD after his son, Brandon Thomas Lee, allegedly slugged him and knocked him unconscious. It was reported that only Brandon refused to apologize that Tommy decided to pursue criminal charges and a restraining order against his son. Where do I start with this?
Just start.
All right, first of all, I am a parent.
Yeah.
And I try to be as diplomatic as I can with my own son. And I don't think we will ever get to that point. However, if we ever got to the point where my son knocked me unconscious... Excuse me. I don't want to overtalk. I don't want to overspeak. My son gave me a fat lip and then knocked me unconscious. Mm-hmm. And then when I woke up, I gave my son the option of pressing charges or apologize. And he chose to take the charges instead of apologize.
That's first, that's gangster. Two, imagine if it was you and James. Would you still be knocked out in the middle of the backyard?
I wouldn't be here. If it was with my old dad, I would be dead. That blue jean jacket would fucking show up. That blue jean jacket with that heat would show up.
Your daddy would not shoot you.
Would he?
I don't think
he would. I knocked him unconscious.
Yeah, James, I don't think. Have you seen your daddy's hands?
All the more reason.
Your daddy hands look like boxing gloves.
Hold on. You're not understanding. With my own dad, I'm fearing for my own life. So I say to Tommy Lee, motherfucker, Dr. Mr. Feelgood.
Whew.
Motley Crue reference. If I came with that heat and I gave you a fat lip, first of all, the motherfucker who's staying in my house gave me a fat lip. Mm-hmm. And then knocked me unconscious. When I wake up, oh, it's gonna be some smoke. We done. Mm-hmm. It ain't gonna be no press charges. It's gonna be some smoke. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be some furniture moving. It's gonna be some ass kicking. Mm-hmm. And your son had the option. The option. Look, I love my son. I am a father. Mm-hmm. I love my son. If my son knocked me unconscious, when I wake up, I'm kicking his ass. I'm just being straight up. You can get your people, get Child Protective Services, get whoever you gotta get. I'm cracking that ass. Not to mention the fat lip.
I just couldn't. You know how
This is a person I love.
You know how like Craig knocked Debo out.
If that
he
happened,
was laid on the ground for the rest of the night.
If that happened,
I think that would be you after James knock you out.
Oh my God!
You're grown. You probably could take your dad in the fight, but I just don't. I just think that
it would take. All I'm getting at, my man, the fact that Tommy Lee had to sit here and sit the Tommy Lee, man, sit your
ass. Why was it an option? Oh, yeah,
Tommy Lee, sit your ass down.
Just take the L.
And I'm saying this, as I like Motley Crue songs. You think Vince Neil would have did this shit? No. You think Nikki Sixx would have did this shit? No. No, they wouldn't.
How do you know?
You know what? It's just some shit where you just gotta say, as a man, I'd rather die before this shit happens.
So you just gonna take the L at this point?
You better kill me.
So Charles better kill you.
Oh my God, yeah. And I am a parent. My son better kill me. Because I'm finna crack that ass. Even if he snuffed me, he got that sneak shit in.
Charles fast though.
Okay, if he got, you know what I mean? Like that. Oh my God, I didn't know. Like, there's a soft spot in my head that I didn't know about.
Like a baby?
Yeah. If he found that shit and I got knocked out,
he like bops you on top of the head.
Yeah. You better do that shit again. Because I'm cut. Boy, when I wake up, I'm beating the shit out of you. Or at the very least, I'm pressing charges. I'm not going to give you the option. That's what I got this week.
You sure?
Look, we've already went overtime with this podcast. I want to thank my man BK for showing up. I want to thank everybody for showing up this time. I mean, we got some stuff in the fire. As always, you can catch us at samshownation.com. Everything related to the podcast, you can find right there. Your home, your epicenter for the podcast, samshownation.com. If you are on IG and Facebook, just talk with Sam. No G in talking, just talk with Sam. Or if you want to send us an email, just talk with Sam at gmail.com. Once again, no G in talking. And you can talk to me directly, SamShow11, on the tweets. Electrifying podcast. I want to thank my man BK. He had to break out. I really wish he would stay with us. But, you know, because I know he got something for that Tommy Lee boy. And, you know, we'll catch up with him. And I will see you guys next week. Peace out.
Bye.